So here I am, lying on a mattress on the floor. Just moved everything out of my room, so I don't know if the sound is very echoey or not. But yeah, I also blew up a like inflatable mattress, so I'm not that too close to the ground because I saw that it was like spider eggs or like spider poop in the corner, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to sleep directly on the floor. I want some level to be a little bit higher. Well, I feel so sorry for my cat because he's so worried. Both him and I don't like changes, and he hasn't moved in here for a long time. He only been here for like less than a half a year, and now everything's going to change a lot, so he's going to get a little bit more worried, and I'm getting more worried for him and myself. Well, anyways, I'm searching for apartments. I'm trying to find a good apartment for me and for my cat. And it's just, I feel like I need to cry, but I can't because I'm not really allowed to. I just need to be strong and continue. That's my mentality right now. Strong and continue. Do not cry. Do not crack. Do not do any goddamn thing that will make you cry. Just watch horror movies. Just watch, play games, and just keep yourself focused. And I long for something better. I long for something safe. And I kind of thought that it was safe here for a while, but yeah, nothing is really 100% safe, but I decorated this place and I made it so much like home, and now I just put everything in bags and wrapped everything up in plastic and just put it in a storage somewhere. And now I'm thinking in my head, like, did I lock the door? But I did. Just grabbed it and like tried to open it, but it didn't open, so I mean it's locked. But I think about it anyways. It's like a 30 minute drive, so I don't want to go there. Yeah. So I've been putting myself out there on Facebook to like see if anyone has a room or anything free for me. Not free, but you know, something I can rent. And I also want to thank my best friend Emil for helping me move. I paid for food for him, so we went out and ate like Chinese food, and yeah, it was good. We had a blast, actually. It was such a long time ago. I had a friend talking to me like this, and we were talking about my friends, actually, on the way home from the restaurant. I was like, I used to have a lot of best friends, and then like friends I didn't really have. I didn't know them so well that I could call them friends. And I almost never wanted like friends. I always wanted people that were like perfect. Whenever there was a flaw, I didn't want to just call them friend and like have levels. It's just like, if you are not good enough for me, then I would just have somebody else that is better, and you can just go. And so I was like saying that I have two more friends than Evil, and then I was like, no, I have three more friends than Evil, so it's like four friends, close friends, and it's just, I don't know if that's sad or not. I love these people, and my friend Simon, he's going to move to Stockholm and study for like 3 years in the military, and they are very strict, so I probably will not be able to meet him, and it sucks. And the worst thing though that I'm so goddamn afraid of is that when he comes out of the education or studies, that he's probably going to be more snobbish. Yeah, he's going to study for a higher level in the military, and he told me that those people are like very snobby and knows that they are like really good and that kind of stuff. Just, yeah, really, really like not likable people, and I was just afraid that maybe I will not be enough for him. Like, I will not be enough for him when he goes out of school. But I feel like he's kind of snobbish now. He's kind of likes the finer things in life, and that's okay. He's still a nice person, and sure, he makes really weird jokes sometimes that is very snobbish, but he's a good person. And yeah, I hope that we are still friends when he comes out of school. 3 years is a lot of years. But I know that me and my best friend Caroline, we meet once a year. And she lives in Gothenburg, and I lived in south of Sweden, and now I'm living in like the middle of Sweden. And we don't meet that often. This summer she's going to be in a diaper factory, designing diapers, not making them, designing them. And they are really working hard on that, so I'm not going to see her as much either. And my other friend, Johanna, she's like getting engaged, and she has some plans, and she's studying to become a nurse. And yeah, a lot of things is going on, and I'm just lying here on the goddamn floor. In this like half moved out apartment or cottage or cabin out in the countryside in Sweden, and just being so sad about leaving and being so stressed all the time. I have this anxiety, and I can't have that. I just push that away, and I know that one day I need to meet it, but I just can't right now. I need to focus so much, and it's just so fucking hard. And I know that not everything can be served to me in a silver plate, but I just wish that I got to eat the cookie that I baked for once, instead of just baking for everybody else. But yeah, I'm just 23, and it was not a long time ago. I still lived at my parents' house, and they cooked food for me, and they paid everything for me. So it wasn't that long time ago I actually, like, had things served to me, so I should not complain. Yeah. And seeing my friends go move on and seeing them go forward in their life really makes me want to go forward in my life too. I didn't dare to like go back to school until I got like a psychologist and a doctor and another psychologist. But now I feel like I really want to do this. It's like a fire burning in me that's been like pushed back, and this like pressure that's been going on just wants to get out. And I want to go to school and become a nurse and then just move on. I feel like right now I'm like stomping in a really, really bad place, and I just want to move on. And like, if I could skip forward on life, I would totally do that. Totally. My cat is going to try to climb up on this inflatable mattress bed. The only thing is that it's smaller than my bed before, so we'll see how he gonna make it. Die! I just had to call for the cat. He's getting confused about all this moving stuff and the room kind of being super damn empty because the bed and the sofa is totally goddamn gone. So just me lying on the floor, and I'm so tired actually and sad. I kind of want to cry, but I can't get these tears out, not even a little. I'm thinking about skipping the air mattress and just lie on the floor and see if my cat wants to lie with me. Or maybe he's taking the inflatable mattress then. I should probably put the inflatable mattress out so he can sleep on it tonight. Otherwise he will just get confused. I want him to feel safe, even though it's chaos here and nothing is safe. Well, everything is safe, really. We live in Sweden and it's so boring. It's so safe that it's boring. And I love it, actually. Go Sweden. Well, I don't know what more to say than that I really want to cry. Oh god. I wish that I can just use magic and make it all go away. Maybe you will someday. I really need to find an apartment soon. I have until August. And it's not funny. Well, I should probably say goodbye. See you some other time. Bye.